Right now, though, we've got guests in studio. If you please welcome to the show from the Miss Grays Harbor Most Outstanding Teen pageant, we've got candidates for the Outstanding Teen portion. Joining us this morning are Gracie Bonnie Spradlin, Autumn Sayers-Hartman, and Sophia Da Silva. But we'll start off with you, Gracie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. It's good to see you. Thanks for stopping on by. And as we get into the pageant, which is coming up on Saturday... So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you?
Probably an 8.
You're an 8?
Yeah.
Well, you only look like a 6. So, I think you know, you're pulling it off that you're not as nervous as you think you are. Or that you are. So, what's your favorite part about being in pageant?
I think just making friends. Like, I've made so many more friends and, like, new relationships. And, like, I don't know. I just think the friends are what my favorite part is.
Now, is this your first year doing it, or have you done it before?
Well, I've done the raindrops, so this is my first year competing.
So you participated in the Little Sister program?
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun. And how long ago was that?
When I was 11, I think.
Yeah. And so you're a sophomore at Holcomb High School.
No, I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman at Holcomb High School.
Yeah.
And what's the most challenging thing you think of being a freshman in high school?
I think just keeping up with your grades. I play sports, yeah. Too. Yeah. So... a little bit hard sometimes to maneuver around them.
Well, and when you're playing sports, you have to keep your grades up, right? Otherwise,
yeah.
They don't let you play the sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So going into the pageant, what's your platform that you're running on?
My social impact initiative or platform is encouraging youth sports and activities. And I chose it because I feel I'm in sports like every day. It's always surrounded by, I'm always surrounded by sports. And I just thought that it would be something that I could easily get involved with, mm-hmm. And it was just something that I don't know.
What sports do you play?
This year I played volleyball, basketball, and fast pitch, and cheer.
Wow! You're keeping busy all school year long. When do you find time to keep your grades up? That's what I want to know. And what's your talent? What are you going to be running on?
I'm going to be dancing to a Swish Swish by Katy Perry.
Oh, right on. So that kind of keeps in line with the whole athletic part of your life, as dancing is very athletic. And so that should be fun. So Swish Swish, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yes.
All right. Let's pass on the microphone over to Autumn.
Hi.
Autumn Sayers. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Yeah,
doing great. Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Elma High School.
Elma. Mm-hmm. And what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, too?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about being in pageant. Now, is this your first time doing it?
This is very new to this whole program.
What got you into it? Because usually it's something that you don't really think of, and then somebody kind of mentions it, and you're like, maybe I should, or somebody talked you into it. How did it happen for you?
Yeah, I had one of my coaches talk me into it. I had the typical pageant view that's shown on TV in mind, where they're like, no, it's completely different.
You'd be surprised how many people think that. And when you talk to, I talk to girls every year when they come in through pageant, and it's always, they had a notion of what they thought it was, and then they get into it and they realize it's not that at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's your favorite part about being a part of it now that you've done it?
I'd have to agree with Gracie. Definitely the friends and people you meet. There's so many interesting people and just a great relationship.
And what do they call it? A social impact? An initiative now instead of platform? That's hard to get used to for me. Social impact initiative. What is yours?
Mine is Planned Parenthood.
Okay. And why? Why pick that?
I got behind it because of, like, kind of a hot button topic right now. And, like, especially with all the abortion laws going down,
mm-hmm.
I feel very strongly on some of those laws and very strongly.
Okay. And... And that's not an easy one to back up when you're your age as well. I mean, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to challenge you.
Yeah, definitely very separated, mm-hmm. on the opinions.
Yeah. So what about your talent platform?
Oh, I'm playing a piece on the violin.
Oh, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play kind of a remastered version of the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh theme song.
All right. Well, it should be fun. So much luck to you on Saturday
in
the pageant. Our final Miss Grays Harbor Outstanding Teen contestant, Sophia Da Silva. How are you, Sophia?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And now, where do you go to school?
I go to Montesano High School, and I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, let's talk a bit. Now, is this your first time? But you look like you've done this before.
Yeah, this is my third time.
I think I remember you being here last year and probably the year before that. Why come back? You keep coming back. So obviously, It's something in it that you're really getting out of it.
It's a really good experience. I've definitely gained a lot of interview skills, and I've learned how to kind of like show, like, have better presence, poise, and like have that strong elegance that you're going to want in your life. And it really helps for finding jobs and being able to communicate in your community.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. See, now you can tell the difference between and to these girls here. This is your first year, and obviously there's a little bit of nervousness, and I'm sure you're nervous too, but you don't seem like you're nervous. That's the difference between 3 years and just 1 year. This is where you're going to be if you keep up. Look at that. Very confident. I like that. And what's your platform this year? Or your social initiative impact?
My social impact initiative is LGBTQI plus education for teens and adults.
And what brought you to that?
So I work part of my community. I run a support group on the second Thursday of every month. It's called Kaya. And I found that there wasn't great representation going on in our community, especially for youth and education for their parents who don't really understand what's going on. So I was hoping that if I could create a nice platform and show it through the Miss America organization, then I could improve on it and show our community, like, this is what it is, explain to them and educate schools and parents alike.
Now, how's that been going for you since you started that?
Really good. We recently had Claire Wilson come by, and she's a senator, and she's actually a lesbian herself. Oh, wow. She was able to talk to us. We also had Dr. Unruh, who is a transgender specialist in Shelton area. It was really interesting, and it's been a couple months. We recently, for Valentine's Day, we had like a little movie party. Yeah. So we just kind of mix it up, have classes, more support-like things. We have kids kind of come around. We had some Elma kids come because we're right in the heart of Elma. We're at the Summit Pacific Wellness Center, and it's really awesome. So we've been going on for 5 months now.
Wow. You hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Look at that. And your talent portion, what are you going to be doing?
I'll be singing I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis.
Right. Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for stopping on.
Thank you.
We should just let Sophia take over the show. I tell you, she has got a... She's a talker. I love it.
I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, Logan, you take five. Go ahead and sit in Logan's chair, if you would, Sophia. That would be great. All right. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. Good luck to you in the pageant. It's this Saturday night, Holcomb's Historic 7th Street Theater. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com, also at Harbor Drug and Gift and City Center Drug, and you can also get it from the contestants.